Joining us now, very excited to introduce my next guest. He's a former state legislator himself, but he's also a member of the Alabama Republican Party Executive Committee. Perry Hooper joins us on the line. Perry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, my friend. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well. Thanks. Thank you for making time for us. Always appreciate getting you on. Let's get right into it. You think Alabama, the Alabama Republican Party needs to kind of weigh in on the aftermath of the impeachment vote, and specifically a member of leadership there in the House of Representatives, Liz Cheney, who voted for impeachment. Kind of walk us through what you're trying to accomplish here and lay out how that all works, if you would.
I will, Jeff. First of all, it's great to be on your show. It's certainly great to be a Republican. It's great to be a patriot American. It's great to be a Trump American as well. So I'm glad to be on your show. I love the president, love his family. I think he did some of the greatest things. Probably, in my mind, was the greatest president in the history of this country. But it was very upsetting, not just to me, but several Republicans across this country and in Congress, for Ms. Cheney, Representative Cheney, to side with Ms. Pelosi and basically embrace her argument of the radical left instead of the American First movement by impeaching, voting to impeach our president. And she did that as the caucus chairman up there in Washington. They call it the conference chair. And there's been a number of people upset, you know. I think there's 115 plus House Republicans currently in Congress supporting efforts of a no confidence in Ms. Cheney and her leadership, and the effort also to involve a secret ballot to remove her as the House Republican conference chair. And it's going all in the state of Wyoming, where she's from, the current state. Republicans have asked her to step down. As we're speaking, the 28th, in a couple of days, Representative Matt Gaetz will be in Wyoming for a rally to highlight the failed policies of Liz Cheney. It's just upsetting. It's Republicans in Alabama, Republicans all across the country want Republicans to be silent, sticking together, and it was just, in my opinion, the wrong direction on her part to vote not only as a congressman but as the Congress conference chair to vote to impeach the president of the United States. So I have filed a resolution co-sponsored by a number of Republicans all across this state that are on this state executive committee, and to ask for Congress to demand that she be removed from the chairman of the caucus because of her vote, not only herself, but as the caucus conference chair. You know, by the time we meet, which will probably be in towards the end of February, they'll probably already have her removed and already have met to have her removed. But I had several people call me, Miss Ann Bennett from Auburn. I've had Gina Boggs, you know, from Prattville. I've had Suzelle Josie from Ilmoke. I've had people, Dennis Beavers from North Alabama. I've had people calling me just really upset because, you know, you got to remember, Alabama, probably on a per capita basis, was one of the top states voting for President Trump in the entire United States of America. So this is Trump country. And they know him. They love him. They know what he did, create the greatest economy in America, moving the embassy from Israel to Jerusalem, cutting regulations, building up our military. Heck, we got the F-35 coming to Montgomery because of a lot of his leadership. So that's why we're introducing it. We don't go in session until toward the end of February, but at that time, I'll move to adopt this resolution before the full state Republican Executive Committee.
Perry, tell me this, and we, you know, obviously I think yes. Trump is going to remain a fixture in the Republican Party, but yes. where do you kind of see that going right now? I mean, obviously the unfortunate incident on January 6th is on everyone's mind, but what, you know, sitting here today, where does Trump kind of weigh in overall in the Republican Party?
Well, let me just say this, you know, even after the incident that occurred on January 6th, and the president did not incite a soul. That's just BS. The president, you know, they had an organized rally. I was going to go, but I was so worn out. I was in the one in Georgia, in Dalton, Georgia, cheering him on. I sent some friends of mine that are former Marines that had to go through the gate. They had to, you know, they check everybody out. You can't even have a pocket knife. He did not incite the soul. So I'm sure some of the folks that charged the Capitol, some of them probably were not Trump people that organized it. But on the other side of the Capitol, I knew there was a bunch of church-going people that never saw any of this sort of thing. So bottom line is the polls still show as of today that about 9 out of every 10 Republicans support Donald J. Trump, period. He's strong. I think he's, right now, though, Jeff, he is in Mar-a-Lago spending time with his family. He's trying to rest a little bit because, you know, this man, I mean, he's got more energy than me and you put together. I'm just telling you, it's amazing what this man has done and can do. But that movement, America First, is stronger than it's ever been. So all I can say is, you know, keep MAGA alive. And Trump owns. I'm just telling you. And I think in 2 years when we have these midterm elections, I think I know for a fact he'll be involved in wanting to make sure we continue to make America great, just like he has done that when he was elected. It's just unfortunate we let people steal his election. And I'm going to spend probably, this is something else I'll talk to you about. I'm supposed to head down there this week and talk to them about that, but I'm going to go to these battleground states, and I'm going to talk to them about passing good, strong, honest election bills. If you remember back in 1994, they tried to steal my dad's election for Chief Justice because they wanted to count absentee ballots that weren't signed and witnessed properly. And there was a court order saying you can't do that, and Dad was finally certified 11 months later. We've got to find a way to put an end to this mail-in ballot. We got to find a way to strengthen absentee ballot laws, and we got to have a strong voter ID like we have in Alabama and some of these other states. So if we do that, we will win the House back in 2 years, and we will win the Senate. So that's very important. I don't know if the president's going to run again in 2024. He cares about one thing. He loves this country, and he wants to see good people, honest people, elected. So to answer your question, after all that, listen, he's all in, baby. I'm just telling you, he is all in because he loves this country. His kids are all in. They love the country, too. So as I said earlier, Trump owns.
Perry, tell me this, though. Our guest on in the last hour, Dale Jackson, he's a radio host up in North Alabama, my former colleague up there in Huntsville. He thinks that the Republican Party is far better off now with Donald Trump out of the picture, that you'll have somebody else that can pick up the reins and carry on the Trump message without all of the without all the sideshows or whatever he called them. But I would argue to you, and tell me this, I think a lot of the personality, let's say, and some of the things he did really brought a lot of people on. And I don't know that you could just go pick somebody out of Congress or wherever they want to go, a governor's mansion, and fill that void like Donald Trump had.
Jeff, you're exactly right. There's only one Donald J. Trump, and people love him. Let me tell you something. I know people get in a foxhole and go to the end with this man because he told people what he wanted to do and he delivered. And a lot of these politicians that run, They talk a good game, but they never deliver what they talked about. You know, he may run again. He may not run. But I do know this. I think that Trump, whoever he supports in keeping this movement alive, will have a lot to do who is elected in 2024. I mean, we got some great folks out there. Nikki Haley, she would certainly be, you know, Ted Cruz. These are fabulous candidates. And even Tim Scott, a great African-American from South Carolina. They love the president. They certainly would be a viable candidate. There's no Donald J. Trump out there. I mean, Trump was a successful businessman. He will continue to be a great businessman. I think that having an outsider means so much to people. They feel like they're part of it. And they fight. They fight. They stand up for him. And they believe in him because, like I said earlier, you know, promises made, promises kept. And it's hard to find elected officials that actually do that. I certainly respect Dale. I think he's got a good show. But, you know, the president is not, if he wants to run, he will be the nominee. The question is, you know, does he want to do that again? What Dale and these people don't get is that this man, you know, before he decided to run, everybody in the country loved it. Hollywood loved it. Every news media outlet loved him. Even Jesse Jackson and all those people gave him awards. But he decided that he was going to run for office and he was going to step up and stand up for the Jeff Coors, for the Perry Hoopers, for Americans. And let me tell you something, you can't find that anywhere. Ronald Reagan probably my favorite president until Donald J. Trump came online. And they're similar. Both wanted to make America great again, and they both did. And so if he doesn't run, I think there's going to be either a Trump on the ticket or there'll be somebody like a Ted Cruz or somebody that cares and is articulate and can talk about continuing to make America great.
Joined by Perry Hooper. He's a former state legislator and a member of the Alabama Republican Party Executive Committee. Real quick, we're running up against a break here, but
yes, sir.
I think, you know, without a Trump on the ballot, without a Trump component on the ballot, I think the Republican Party loses something. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think that's an accurate statement. I think he got more African-American votes than any Republican in the history of this country. He got more Latino votes than any Republican in the history of this country. I went out and worked for him in Nevada to try to count, to collect affidavits from people who voted from that mail-in ballot so we could turn them in to show there was fraud going on. And when I was out there working, everybody I worked with was a Latino. They loved President Trump. You just don't see this today. The small business guy, you know, he did so much for them. He understands peace through strength. These other candidates are globalists.
Right.
He believes in American manufacturing. People like Wellborn Kitchen Cabinets, they were about to shut their doors. They created 2,000 jobs in Ashland, Alabama. But Donald J. Trump came in, and not only are they open, they've hired more people. And that's because of his supply-side economic philosophy. A rising tide lifts all boats, and he's hired more people. He's invested more in the company. He's looking to expand his plant.
Right.
And that's what it's proof in the pudding.
Perry,
and that's what Donald J. Trump's all about.
Perry, we got to leave it there. Like I said, we're tight on time, but thanks for making time for us this morning.
Love your show, Jeff. Keep it on. Keep on doing. Keep on keeping on. And Trump on, my brother.
All right. Thanks, man. Perry Hooper, ladies and gentlemen.